minutes after the hour. Good Friday afternoon, Northern Colorado. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here today, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Hall of Fame game was cool. It was nice seeing football on the TV. Was it bad football? I don't care. So many people were complaining. Oh, this is just boring football. It's what the? You have football. 16-3 Pittsburgh. There were some interesting things that I noticed. Najee Harris looks like he's going to be the real deal. He only had 7 carries for 22 yards, but we're talking about fantasy football there. I'm not saying he's a first rounder, but maybe second. He could be a big deal this year. Also, Micah Parsons on the defensive side, who I liked, who was one of my 3 for the Broncos to take at 10. He looked pretty good. Some big hits, 3 tackles in that game, but he's going to be... I think Dallas, actually, is going to be pretty good this year. I mean, you get Dak Prescott back, fully ready to go. That wide receiver core looks good. The offensive line looks good. The defense looks pretty good. My big question for Dallas is, like, can Ezekiel Elliott bounce back to being one of the top running backs in the league? On the other side for Pittsburgh, you saw Dwayne Haskins get another shot after just never worked out with Washington. Dwayne Haskins went 8 of 13 and 54 yards. Mason Rudolph, on the other hand, seems like he's been there for a while now. 6 of 9, 84 yards. So it was cool to see the Hall of Fame game up. Liked it. Having it on the tube and then seeing all these Hall of Famers. Then it kind of got me cooking on, wow, Peyton Manning is a part of the celebration when you look at all of the guys that were inducted this year, and then they brought in the guys that were inducted last year. So it was like a huge class. This class is one of the best ever. Peyton Manning, Calvin Johnson, Charles Woodson, John Lynch. I mean, off the top of my head, just some of those names right there are phenomenal. Just got me thinking, though, wow, Peyton Manning, John Elway. Is that the best, like, top 2 quarterbacks a franchise has ever had? So, I mean, you're going to go Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers in that mix, Joe Montana, Steve Young, John Elway, Peyton Manning. It's got to be pretty damn close. So then I thought, man, they both have had phenomenal careers. Who's better? Whose career would you rather have, Peyton Manning's or John Elway's? Most people are saying Peyton Manning. Is that because he has more fun, it seems like? I mean, John Elway is just not that kind of guy. He's not really... Manning does all the goofy stuff. And, of course, he was in more of an era, too, where social media and all that stuff was becoming more prevalent. Elway was more or less just about the football. It's not that he wasn't extremely popular. He was out at a bunch of events, but different time. 66% of the hooligans say Manning over Elway. Al, I tend to agree with you on this one. All right, so Colin Cowherd, well-known, very popular. He does not think that Von Miller is worthy of the Hall of Fame, at least this point in time. Here's what he had to say about Von.
Okay, Von Miller.
Very, very close. I can make the argument canned out. Excluding the Super Bowl year, he's had a sack and a half in 4 playoff games. So, and there's a lot of injuries piling up. So I think Von Miller's on the edge.
On the edge. Super Bowl MVP. I mean, he's when you look at his stats overall in his career, he has 106 sacks. He's talking about just the Super Bowl year. But before the Super Bowl year, he was pretty damn good. His rookie year, of course, in 2011, he had 11.5 sacks. His second year in the league, 18.5 sacks. So it's not just about the Super Bowl year. He had 5 in 2013. That was the marijuana year, and he also tore his ACL. Next year, he bounces right back and has 14 sacks, pairing that with 60 tackles. 11 sacks in 2015. That was the Super Bowl year. And then he went on a tear in the playoffs. 13.5 sacks the following year on a bad team. 10 sacks the next year on a bad team. 14.5 sacks the next year on a bad team. And then 2019, 8 sacks, did not play in 2020. He's a Hall of Famer. There's no question about it. He's had over 100 sacks in his career. And when we're looking at guys that can do that, plus they have a Super Bowl, plus they have a Super Bowl MVP to their name, then it's hard to argue. I mean, if he can have one or two more years, and I don't know what the future holds with Vaughn, but if he can have another year, like a really successful year, 106 sacks, he's close. Tell you what, Colfax, I just got this from Zach Stevens. We can get him on. Let's try to get him on the show. And he says he's got to be done by 25. So we got to get us some Zach Stevens on. But yes, bottom line is Vaughn Miller is absolutely a Hall of Famer. And I think he's going to really add to that resume this year. I'm going to talk to Zach about that. About having him and Bradley Chubb. What's that going to look like? I think that combo, getting that group, really, those two guys really going, is going to be big. Zach Stevens joining me from DNVR Broncos. Zach, my friend, always appreciate you. I know I could call you at 2 in the morning and you'd probably be ready for me, man.
Hey, I'm always there for you, Brady.
You are a busy guy, so again, I really appreciate it. In between, the crazy camp schedule is nuts for you, but just give us some highlights. What's sticking out in this quarterback competition? Where are we at?
Oh, man, Brady, everyone wants to see separation, and we're not getting any. No separation. I mean, today was about as close as it could be. I give this slight edge to Teddy today, and that's pretty much how it's been outside of like 2 days of camp, one where Teddy dominated, one where Drew dominated. It has been so close in this competition, so they're really going to have to rely on preseason games to decide this. And that's good to see some how these guys fare against real competition when they can be hit, but also you don't want this thing dragged out any longer than it needs to be. But unfortunately, neither guy is separating themselves to give them the job right now.
Man, and again, I've asked you this a million times, but you're getting the feel of this. What if this stays the same way throughout the course of the preseason? And I know you kind of leaned that way with maybe they go Teddy, but maybe he does flip a coin.
Seriously, I mean, he said it, man.
I think, did we lose him? Let's see if we can reconnect with Zach. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, we got him. Still got him. Talking about Vic Fangio, the whole coin flip thing is infamous already. Zach, we got you back, man. But, we were just getting ready to hear your thoughts there. I mean, maybe you do come down to a pick 'em here. Who are we feeling? What's our gut tell us?
And I think they would go with what history has shown. And, Brady, I think that would be relying on Teddy Bridgewater, the safe option for Vic Fangio. Here's the thing, though. From an organizational standpoint, if it gets down to that and it's so close, you might as well go with Drew because he's trending up a little bit. He's had fewer bad decisions in camp, fewer interceptions than last year. And so I think you would go that way. But this isn't an organizational decision. This is a Vic Fangio decision, and he's a guy that's fighting for his job right now. So he'd want the safe option. He'd want the veteran option. That's why I think it'd be Teddy.
That's why I think this is interesting, too, because, yes, the head coach, this is what you want them to do. This is what they're paid for. But if you're George Payton's looking at the future of what the Broncos are going to be able to do, and Vic Fangio's looking at the now and how to save his job. So does Payton lend his voice at all to this conversation? I think we lost him again. We'll see if we can reconnect with him one more time. But you know, if I'm George Payton, I'm wanting probably Drew Lock if it keeps going this way, because you want to see if you have a franchise quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater is not that guy. So if you want to see one last time if it's going to be Drew and find out once and for all, and don't do the whole man, the one that got away thing, or have some regrets, because sometimes these quarterbacks do get better. It happens. And try not to compare him to Josh Allen, but Josh Allen wasn't too great in year one, and then year half, and then the rest of the way he's been damn near MVP worthy. So, Zach, we got you back, man. Does George Payton lend his voice at all to this quarterback decision?
I don't think so, and that's what's kind of surprising, except what George has done this year, and it's very clear, especially with this quarterback decision, is he's giving Vic everything he needs to succeed this year. Look, he went out and got Kyle Fuller. He went out and got Ronald Darby. He went out and didn't get a project quarterback in the first round. he went out and got Patrick Surtain, who can have an impact and will have an impact this year. And now he's saying, all right, Vic, I've given you everything. I'll let you decide the quarterback so that if you succeed this year, you've earned your job for next year. If you don't succeed this year, well, hey, I gave you everything, and we need to go in a different direction.
I figured at some point we'd see a little bit of separation, Zach, but is this what you expected? Did you think it was going to be this tight?
You know, I thought we were going to see more separation here, but from the other two quarterback competitions we've seen, these things like to stay tight until the preseason. Now, I think what's key next week isn't just the preseason game. It's what happens in Minnesota's joint practices, because that's where we started to see some separation at other times, was the joint practices and the game. Next week is the most important week in this whole quarterback thing. They could make a decision after the Minnesota game.
I think you're right. We're going to get to that preseason game. And, I mean, this has got to be one of the more intriguing preseason games we've had in front. Preseason's never that great unless you have a quarterback competition.
Yes, thank you for the quarterback competition for that one. And also, there's some interesting storylines. You know, George Payton going back to Minnesota, and really the big one, Teddy Bridgewater going back to Minnesota just 5 years after he had that horrific leg injury on the practice fields where they're practicing next week. So very interesting storylines. And then, of course, who's better? Is it Drew? Is it Teddy? Who gets the first rep in that game? My guess is that coin flip is going to magically land on Drew again. And Vic's just going to say, well, it's because, you know, Drew's been here. He's the incumbent. And then the next week, they'll give the first rep to Teddy.
Like I said, must see television for sure. Zach, anything else that stood out to you? Jerry Jeudy just continues to blow people away. I'm watching some of your tweets and videos and the Broncos putting stuff out there. I mean, he's scary good right now.
He's seriously open 97% of the plays. A quarterback, whether it's Drew or Teddy, would not be bad for just looking Jerry Jeudy's way. The first read every single play, that's a great strategy for one of these guys to have, because he's always open, and it's just scary how good he could be this year. And Brady, in fact, I've seen enough from Jerry where I think he's going to be the Broncos' number one receiver this year, and that's even starting to become not that much of a bold statement, even though Courtland Sutton's coming back and looks like he's coming back. He had a very good practice on Wednesday. But Jerry Jeudy just has seemed that good so far. In fact, Brady, he had his first drop of training camp today. Now, you may say, oh, no, Jerry dropping balls. But it's one drop in eight practices. This guy has really improved his ability to hang on to the ball.
Wow. And in Courtland Sutton, Zach, this is a very important year for him, contract year. But if Jerry Jeudy is the number one and then K.J. Hamler can be good, you still got Tim Patrick there, too. Is there a chance Courtland Sutton could be on the outside looking in at the end of this season?
Yeah, it's not crazy to say that. If Courtland Sutton comes out and looks like a number one receiver, yet he's the number two receiver on the team, he's going to want number one money. There's no question about that. But the Broncos, I don't think they'd be willing to pay two guys number one money. Now, one thing is George Payton loves Courtland Sutton. He loves him. Every time he can talk about Courtland, he does. So that's the only thing that gets in the way. Okay, maybe they do end up doing that. But if, let's say, Courtland, you know, has a slower season just because he's coming back from that injury, that's how I see him sticking around, is the Broncos getting him on a little bit of a number two wide receiver contract.
Well, that one's going to be interesting to follow, too. Zach, I know you got a roll here, man. Cowherd saying Von Miller's not quite a Hall of Famer just yet. What do you make of that?
Oh, my goodness. What in the world? You know, I think there's a legitimate conversation to be had on if Von Miller is a first ballot Hall of Famer. There's no conversation if Von Miller is the Hall of Famer. Look at this. Look what he's done, the rate that he's done it, and also a Super Bowl MVP. Carried Peyton Manning and that team to a Super Bowl. There's no question he's a Hall of Famer.
Do you get any sense at all, and maybe you won't, and maybe this is a silly question, but do you get any sense at all that there is life after this season for Von Miller and the Denver Broncos to make something happen?
There's two things that come down to this. Von Miller, if he's willing, if the Broncos quarterback play keeps them competitive, I could see Vaughn maybe taking a little bit of a pay cut to stay with Denver. If that's not the case and they're 5-11, 6-10, 7-9, I don't see him taking a pay cut, and then it's going to be hard for the Broncos to justify it, even if Von Miller has a great season, just because they'll have to say, is it best to spend $20 million on a 33-year-old quarterback when we need to rebuild? But if the quarterback play is good enough to keep this team competitive and Von looks good, that's when I see it happening. And it'll be a big contract if that's the case.
Yeah, it will be. Zach, appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll be looking out for you. What do you have that we can check out over the weekend?
Oh, man, just breaking down this quarterback competition. I'll have the quarterback scoreboard over at thednvr.com every single day. Like I said, slight edge for Teddy in today's competition, but it was pretty underwhelming day. So I'm going to be breaking all that down.
All right, my friend. Appreciate it as always. We'll try to catch up with you Monday.
Right on. Thanks for having me on, Brady.
All right. Thank you, Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Rolling with the punches with us here. It's tight. It's a tight race at this stage. And I still feel pretty good about my prediction of Drew Lock. I know we had a little quarterback controversy here at the station with the NoCo Now's Tanner Schwint saying Aaron Rodgers. And the good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, he still believes in his guy, Teddy Bridgewater. He's a Vikings guy. So he's trying to stick with his Vikings. I get that. George Payton does like him. There's a case to be made. But I just get the feeling. I like what Zach said. Maybe because Drew's trending up. Teddy's going to be, he's average. Drew could be better than average. He could be. He could very well not. It could very well be worse. He could very well just be average too. But you still just don't know. And that's why I think this season is going to be we're going to go in and we're going to give this the full true test to see if he's the guy. Last year, it counted, but he didn't have, it was a tough spot for him to be put in. So we'll get to all that and more coming up. I do want to kind of go back to some of the CSU stuff from yesterday and more on the Denver Broncos. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're going to take a short break. We're live here from the Auto Collision Specialist Studio, so don't go anywhere.
Pro Design Countertop Specialist presents 13 Days, 13 Teams. Preps football training camp coverage begins in August, only in Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hall Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
After the hour, welcome back to the show. Shout out to Rev Chiropractic. I've been going there since January, and the back is feeling good. Now I go once a week. At first, I was going quite a bit, just try to really correct that spine. And they just have such a unique style, a unique process that works so well. But it does take some time. It's not a quick fix, and that there really isn't a quick fix outside of surgery. So Rev Chiropractic taking care of me. I couldn't be happier. Dr. Tyler Terry, Dr. Haley Harada. I love their go to their website as well, and you can see everything that they offer, and you'll kind of get to understand what they're all about. That's chiropracticrev.com. Shout out again to Rev Chiropractic. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. You can text KFKA to that number if you're new to the show. Terrell Davis believes that the Broncos are capable of breaking the 5-year postseason drought, whether it's Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater. I'm hearing this a lot, actually, from the national media. They believe, and I saw Pro Football Focus, I think it was even NFL.com, that the Broncos have a playoff caliber roster. That when you look at the offense, okay, you like the offensive line. I feel like they're going to be a strength for this team. The wide receivers are certainly making some noise. I mean, you might have a situation where Cortland Sutton is your number 2 wide receiver. That I mean, before his injury, I'm putting him up there as one of the tops. He's going to be moving up the chain as far as one of those top wide receivers. Tight end, still have some questions. You know, Noah Fant, can he take the leap? Albert O, you like that? I mean, it's an okay tight end group. They have some stuff to prove. The running back side, I mean, Melvin Gordon, second half of the season, was pretty damn good. Mike Boone, tough-nosed running back, the rookie Javonte Williams. Again, they have some stuff to prove, but the point is you like your line, you like your receivers. On the defensive side, I mean, the question marks were maybe around Alexander Johnson and Josie Jewell on the inside and maybe Draymond Jones, but apparently Draymond Jones is just lighting things up at camp. So you got a defensive line and Draymond Jones, Mike Purcell, Shelby Harris. I love that line. Bradley Chubb, Von Miller. I love the outside backers. Johnson and Josie. I mean, that's sounds like a bandit movie or something. But I you know, they're going to be average. I'm not giving them a huge grade. But also, Justin Sternad's a name. He didn't get a play last year either in his rookie season. That's a name that keeps creeping up in camp. But you also have to remember, they're going to probably play a lot of dime, where only one of those guys is out on the field. I mean, they might play dime in situations on second and five, even. You might see it, because they believe Vic Fangio has a good philosophy. He likes corners, but he also likes his corners to be able to tackle, be elite-type tacklers. So, I look at the roster, and I feel like they do. This is why I do think that they win, you know, anywhere from 10 to maybe they go 10 and 7. That's kind of where I've been sitting. I know a lot of people think that's a crazy pick to look at that. You're going 12 or 11, right?
12.
Yeah, 12. Yeah, you're all in.
It's not all in.
Pretty close.
You're going to lose 5 games.
I mean, 12 wins for this team. 12 wins prediction for the Broncos at this stage just feels like all in compared to where they've been in the past.
Well, look, we've been saying they have the potential to make the postseason for quite some time now.
Yeah.
And now they're finally catching up in the national media.
So, yeah, that's right.
You know.
Yeah.
It starts here, folks.
Yeah, it does. Because we said it early. We went through our picks early. I like this roster. They got better in the offseason. This quarterback competition, you might laugh at it. I'll tell you what is happening, though. I give so much respect to both of these guys. They are competing. I mean, this isn't like the Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch one. This just feels much different. This actually feels like they're neck and neck. They're pushing each other to the limit. You're hearing great, hits a 50-yard pass, 35-yard corner route. You're hearing great about great throws and some picks eventually. But this is also, folks, going to be a top-five defense. So when you see Drew Lock through a pick or Teddy through a pick, they're going up against, to me, maybe one of the best, if not the best, defenses in the league. So even if I'm wrong, and Drew Lock's not the guy, these guys are going to be battle-tested going in. It's like I talk about with CSU. That defensive line is legit. They're going to be good. That's going to make this offensive line better throughout the season because they're going up against one of the classes of the conference. So I'm actually pretty entertained by the videos and the tweets and the stories about both of these guys because they are fighting so hard for this job against one of the best defenses in the league on paper right now, and I know. But they did get better this offseason. This defense got better. They got the best safety duo in the league, in Kareem Jackson and Justin Simmons. I think collectively they have the best corners in the league. You know, Ronald Darby and Kyle Fuller, Bryce Callahan, Pat Surtain. And that's not even talking about Michael Ojemudia, the guy that was a rookie last year that was just thrown to the Wolves. And, I mean, they were hurt on this cornerback side. So, I mean, I think they're going to have one of the best secondaries in the league. That's why when we talk about the no-fly zone 2.0, it's true. And then you pair that with some guys that can get after the quarterback, and maybe Draymond Jones is one of those guys now. Then, look out. The defense is going to be solid. Terrell Davis believes so. Maybe this day, because, again, the roster is there. The key component is the quarterback. That's why we said if you plug Aaron Rodgers in or Deshaun Watson in, this team's not just a playoff team. They're a contender. You could pick them to win a Super Bowl, and I think I'd be shocked, but I would think that people wouldn't call you crazy if you did that. Right now, I think they're a bubble team. I think they're a team that is going to be about one or two games away late. Maybe they get it. Maybe they don't. Maybe 10 is enough to get them in with this new structure with the 17th game added. But maybe not. 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll kind of recap some of the big day stories from the week and the big practice day start for CU, for CSU, and UNC. 35 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farouk-Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Mosier Funeral and Cremation Services has a couple of unique mottos. Services as unique as life and live well, plan ahead. Give Scott Robin or a member of their staff a call today. Talk to them about pre-planning. It's a tough conversation. Nobody wants to have that conversation, but you'll be glad you did. Because when your family members are going over the worst case scenario and what's happening, trying to plan a funeral while just being absolutely torn to shreds, oh man, it's tough. I've been there. A lot of us have been there. Plan ahead. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Services as unique as life. Talked about Josh Allen signing the big deal. 6-year contract extension through 2028. They got their guy. I'll admit, you're watching this competition take place here in Denver. I hats off to both of them. They're duking it out. It is a true competition. But then you look over at a guy that, yes, the Broncos missed out on in Josh Allen, and he just agreed to be their franchise quarterback for years to come. The total value of the deal is $258 million, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, who reported on Inside Training Camp Live that it will average $43 million per year with more than 50% of the money guaranteed. He receives $150 million in total guarantees and $100 million in fully guaranteed upon signing, which are each the highest in NFL history. Doesn't it seem like every month it's a new quarterback's reaching the highest in NFL history? Allen's new deal gives him NFL's second highest total value contract behind Patrick Mahomes. $450 million deal is what Mahomes did. It's also second only to Mahomes in average per year. Whew! He earned it. You're thinking he's the next big guy. He's one of the top quarterbacks in this league right now. Allen passed for 4,500 yards, 37 touchdowns. And that's when the Bills took the AFC East, won 13 games. And look at his rookie year. I mean, they were worried about him his rookie year. He was 52% pass completions in 2018. 58% in 2019. It wasn't that great. 69% last year. 70% of your completing 70% of your passes. So, I'm not trying to say Drew Lock is Josh Allen. But isn't it fair to think that there are some quarterbacks that don't start their career out as Tom Brady? They don't start their careers out as Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning had a rough rookie year. But he started that rookie year. Drew Lock did not. Came in late. Didn't have a real offseason. Isn't it fair that some of these quarterbacks, with a few years under their belt, can get better? More camp. Learning. We always just expect, because you're an NFL quarterback, that you are mature and ready to take on what being an NFL quarterback means. It's not always the case. And clearly it wasn't for Drew. You've heard a lot around that organization that he had a different mindset going to OTAs, more of a leadership mindset. And then people got mad at that. Well, why wasn't it there last year? Because he's essentially a rookie. He's trying to figure it out. There are guys that just don't wake up and suddenly they are as well-spoken as Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. They are as well-behaved and well-mannered as Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. They are as professional as Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. It's not the case. Now you look at this with Josh Allen. I mean, he goes up almost 20 percentage points from his rookie season. That's outstanding. His year-to-year production for passing touchdowns has went from 10 to 20 to 37. 10 his rookie year. 20. Drew threw 16. Now, again, compared to 15 interceptions, that's scary. But this is why I've been back on this Drew Lock train. I'll admit, during the season, I think, man, is there something else out there? But as the year progressed and the offseason progressed, it just didn't seem to make sense to me. Because I'm still ready to see if this young quarterback is the franchise guy. Because they keep trying the old free agent thing. They keep trying to strike oil twice, like they did with Manning. And that's not working, or if it does work, it works for a limited amount of time, and you better damn well hope you do pull a Peyton Manning and get a Super Bowl out of it. The Broncos got a Super Bowl out of it, but it was thanks mostly in part to that defense that year. The years that Manning was breaking records, they couldn't quite get over that hump. So, I this is where I really stand with this thing. I mean, I'm really excited for next week to see this preseason game. Spoiler alert, that's going to be my game of the week. We're going to get back to that now, Colfax. That game is going to be absolutely huge. And I would imagine Drew Lock gets the start. And if he can play well, he probably hangs on to it. If he struggles, there's going to be a big question mark when you leave. It doesn't mean he's done. But you can't have Drew Lock struggle and then Teddy Bridgewater come out and light it up, even though he'll be going up against number twos. That's also a hard part to evaluate. It's because by the time Lock comes out, more than likely, you're putting your twos in, they're putting their twos in. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. I mean, this is the year. And then I'll stop. If Drew Lock is average, you move on. You go shopping. But you got to see even if he's average to start the season but continues to go up, then maybe you go, hey, maybe he's our guy. Because there's going to be guys you can trade for. There's going to be, the draft's coming, always around. There's always going to be, 3 to 5 quarterbacks now that'll be right in the thick of it. And we'll say the same thing we say every year. This is going to be the richest quarterback draft class we've ever seen. So there's going to be guys available to you, and you don't have to trade the farm to get one, essentially. So I'm loving the camp. I'm loving the battle back and forth. Yes, I look at this Josh Allen signing, and it's I'm numb to it now. Because after watching him last year especially, you're like, wow, man, the Broncos really, really did miss the boat. But you got to find out for sure whether or not Drew Lock's the guy. 47 minutes after the hour. Before we take a break, doing a shout out to one of our excellent sponsors, and that is No Limit Collectibles. Man, they have some of the coolest sports memorabilia around. They got card shows going on the weekends, usually once a month. You got your signed jerseys, your football helmets. I mean, we had that Von Miller Super Bowl 50 football helmet that we gave away. I mean, that was awesome. And that's No Limit Collectibles. They find stuff, too. So if you go in there and say, man, I'm looking for more Nikola Jokic thing. I mean, that's where I am right now. I'm trying to put the finishing touches on my man cave, and I need a Joker thing, something with Joker. So talking to the gang over at No Limit Collectibles, that's my next step. Buy, sell, trade. They got the cards you want, football cards, basketball cards. You can sell, bring them in, see if there's any value. There's no limit to what you can collect. 48 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we're wrapping up the show on the other side. We'll get to closing thoughts next on the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint, a Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies is now Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. They have locations throughout the Front Range, like Fort Collins and Loveland, but now in Greeley. For over 51 years, OCR has been the specialist in the medicine of motion. They have 6 medical campuses and providing care along the Front Range. They are proud to be Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. That's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, orthohealth.com is the website there. Closing thoughts for an interesting week. Well, we started college football practice in the area. We got CU going yesterday, UNC and CSU. CSU's the big takeaway for me right now is, that, yeah, the special teams. That's going to be a big deal. Steve Adazio was harping on it, says he felt like he was in the Twilight Zone watching special teams last year, but he's still the coach. He's still going to be the special teams coach. For UNC, Max McCaffrey, congratulations. You are the new offensive coordinator for the UNC Bears. So you got Ed as the head coach, Max is the offensive coordinator, and Dylan is the quarterback. A lot of offense and a lot of McCaffreys. Media days for both CSU and UNC next week. I believe CU's is next week as well. Probably not going to be able to get down to Boulder, as we've got a lot to hit up here in the northern Colorado area for the most part. But those are kind of my takeaways on it. Broncos, the quarterback battle is not budging. We are right in the thick of this thing, and it is a coin flip. It does feel like a better competition than what we saw when we were in the decision with Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch. Different competition for sure. Von Miller is a Hall of Famer too. Like, no doubt he is a Hall of Famer. Again, if he has another great season, maybe he signs with the Broncos to finish his career. He could jump up, even if he doesn't, he could jump up in the top 20 of all-time sack leaders. He's at 106. He's like 14 away from cracking the top 20. Could achieve that this year. The Good Afternoon Guy is coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll have Rockies tonight, I believe. It's exciting to get back to football. We had the Hall of Fame game on KFKA last night. And, boy, we're just going to get closer and closer. Next week is officially preseason game one for the Broncos, so we'll be sure to break that all down for you as well. That's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.